This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian missiles pounded a military base in western Ukraine, killing 35 people. Sunday's attack was on a facility that served as a crucial hub for cooperation between Ukraine and the NATO countries supporting its defense. The barrage marked an escalation of Moscow's offensive and moved the fighting perilously close to the Polish border. The attack, so near to a NATO member country, raised a specter that the alliance could be drawn into the fight and was heavy with symbolism in a conflict that has revived old Cold War rivalries and threatened to rewrite the current global security order. Russia's increasingly strict online censorship measures have paradoxically exposed major shortcomings in the Kremlin's efforts to make the Russian internet a powerful tool of surveillance and social control akin to China's so-called Great Firewall. Any Russian with some tech smarts can circumvent Kremlin attempts to starve the population of fact. That has put foreign providers of internet bandwidth and associated services in a bind. They face public pressure to punish the Russian state for its war on Ukraine, but they're wary of helping stifle a free flow of information that can counter Kremlin disinformation. A U.S. official said Russia asked China for military equipment to use in its invasion of Ukraine, a request that heightened tensions about the ongoing war ahead of a Monday meeting in Rome between top aides for the U.S. and Chinese governments. In advance of the talks, the White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan bluntly warned China to avoid helping Russia evade punishment from global sanctions. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Barack Obama said on Sunday that he had tested positive for the coronavirus, though he's feeling relatively healthy, and his wife Michelle tested negative. Obama encouraged more Americans to get vaccinated against the coronavirus despite the declining infection rate in the U.S. There were roughly 35,000 infections on average over the past week. That's down sharply from mid-January when that average was closer to 800,000. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that 75.2% of U.S. adults are fully vaccinated and 47.7% of the fully vaccinated have received the booster shot. Gustavo Petro, the front-runner for Colombia's May presidential election, secured the nomination of the left-wing historic PAC coalition on Sunday during voting and primaries. The centrist Sergio Fajardo and right-winger Federico Gutierrez, both former mayors of Colombia's second city, Medellin, also secured nominations from their respective coalitions. Petro, former guerrilla in the M19 rebel group, and Gutierrez, a civil engineer, both polled well ahead of their coalition rivals. Tom Brady's retirement lasted just about 40 days. Brady had said Sunday he is returning to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his 23rd season in the NFL. The seven-time Super Bowl champion announced his decision on Twitter and Instagram, saying he has unfinished business. These past 2 months, he says, I've realized my place is still on the field and not in the stands. He also said the time will come, but it's not now. I love my teammates and I love my supportive family. They'll make it all possible. I'm coming back for my 23rd season in Tampa. Again, all according to Brady. Recapping one of our top stories, a U.S. official has said that Russia has asked China for military equipment to use in its invasion of Ukraine. It's a request that has heightened tensions about the ongoing war ahead of a Monday meeting in Rome between top aides for the U.S. and Chinese governments. In advance of the talks, the White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan bluntly warned China to avoid helping Russia evade punishment from global sanctions that have hammered the Russian economy, saying that we will not allow that to go forward. There is more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.